This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden says Russia is already interfering in next year's midterm U.S. elections. He made the comment Tuesday in a speech at the office of the Director of National Intelligence. Look at what Russia's doing already about the 2022 election and misinformation, Biden said in his speech, referencing the day's classified briefing prepared by the intelligence community. In remarks to about 120 representatives of the U.S. intelligence community, the president said such actions by Moscow are a, quote, pure violation of our sovereignty. In addition to the president's unusual reference to classified information, he also made an ominous prediction about escalating cyber attacks targeting the United States. His administration has blamed such attacks on state-backed hackers in China and those operating with impunity in Russia. Biden said he believes it is growing more likely the United States could, quote, end up in a real shooting war with a major power as a consequence of a cyber breach. The president also appealed to his intelligence team, which is composed of elements from 17 different agencies, to, in his words, give it to me straight. I'm not looking for pablum, he said, adding, when you're not sure, say you're not sure. Biden's overture drew a stark contrast with his predecessor, former U.S. President Donald Trump, who had an uneasy relationship with his intelligence team. That relationship soured after he sided with Putin against his own experts on whether Russia interfered in the 2016 election. The European Union stressed on Tuesday the need to preserve democracy and stability in Tunisia following Tunisian President Kais Saied's suspension of parliament and firing of the country's prime minister late on Sunday. You're listening to VOA News. Four journalists have been arrested on propaganda charges in Afghanistan, according to Afghan officials on Tuesday. They were arrested in the city of Kandahar after traveling to a disputed border town to interview commanders of the Taliban, which has been clashing with Afghan security forces. The watchdog said the location of the journalists on Tuesday was unknown. An Interior Ministry spokesman said the journalists have been charged with spreading propaganda for the Taliban after ignoring a warning from the government's intelligence agency not to enter the area. The Afghan Journalist Safety Committee called on the government to release the journalists, quote, as soon as possible, and to refer the case to the Media Complaints Commission to determine whether any violation has taken place or not. International rights group Amnesty International also called for the release of the journalists, tweeting it is concerned about their detention. A Nigerian court has ordered the secret police to release five suspects detained for wearing T-shirts criticizing Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari, according to their lawyer on Tuesday. The men were arrested early this month by the Department of State Service during a church service led by a well-known evangelical pastor in the Nigerian capital, Abuja. The church was accused of aiding the arrests, but it denied the allegation. The suspect's lawyer told the French news agency that on Monday, the Federal High Court of Abuja had ordered the suspects released. He said his clients have yet to be freed. Buhari, a former army commander, has come under fire after his government recently banned Twitter, a move Western allies and critics warn undermine freedom of expression. Officials announced the ban after Twitter removed a mark from Buhari's personal account for violating its policies. An anti-government protester in Hong Kong was found guilty on Tuesday of terrorism and secession in a landmark ruling involving the first verdict delivered under the territory's new national security law. 24-year-old Leon Tong had pleaded not guilty to all charges in relation to an anti-government street protest last year. Tong was accused of driving his motorcycle into police officers while carrying a flag with the phrase, "Liberate Hong Kong, Revolution of Our Times." Because of the new security law, a three-judge panel was specially selected to preside over the case without a jury. After a 15-day trial, the panel returned with a guilty verdict. Tong, a former waiter, has been refused bail since his arrest last year. He will be sentenced at a later date. He could face life in prison. His lawyer has not yet announced any decision on whether to appeal. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.